Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshaya, Perek 11. The last Perek outlines the conquest of Ashur and their final defeat. This Perek is the second-to-last Perek that completes our national story of sin and redemption that is the theme of the first 12 Prakim. The last Perek discussed a moment of redemption that could have been the beginning of Mashiach. Although Chizkiyahu did not become Mashiach, Yeshayahu now describes the personality of Mashiach and what that time will entail. We read this perek on the last day of Pesach, as this perek describes our final redemption. Chazal tell us that there are two options about when Mashiach will arrive. Either Mashiach has a preset time by which he must come, or he may come earlier if we are worthy of his arrival. The time of Chizkiyahu is an example of a time where Mashiach could have come because of our good deeds. There have been other times in history, such as during the time of Zerubbabel, that this could have happened as well. Pasuk 1 flows directly from the previous perek. The last perek ended by comparing Sancheriv to a forest that would be destroyed. This perek begins in a destroyed forest that is about to rejuvenate. Had Chizkiyahu been worthy, he would have been Mashiach, and would have been like V'yatza Choter Migeza Yishai, a shoot coming directly out of the trunk of Yishai. Yishai was the father of David, and he had never sinned. Had Chizkiyahu been Mashiach, he would have been a direct descendant of Yishai. Everyone knew Chizkiyahu was part of the house of David and had the merits of his ancestor Yishai. Now, in our time, Mashiach has been delayed. Mashiach will be Benetzer Mishar Shav Yifreh, a twig that grows forth out of its roots. We will not easily know how Mashiach descends from the house of David, but Hashem promises us it will be from those same roots. Mashiach will be a perfect human being. In the Torah, when describing creation, the pasuk says, Ruach Elokim Rachefes, the Spirit of Hashem is hovering. The Midrash looks at these words and says that this Spirit of Hashem that is always hovering over creation is the Spirit of Mashiach. The purpose of the entire creation was to produce the ideal human being who is imbued with the Spirit of God, will bring all of humanity to a recognition of Hashem's unity and greatness. Pasuk 2 describes what this Ruach Elokim that is hinted to in Bereishis, this perfection and spirit, will look like. The Mashiach must have characteristics listed in this perek, otherwise he does not qualify. V'nacha alav Ruach Hashem, and the Spirit of Hashem shall rest on him. He will be a judge like Moshe and Yehoshua. Ruach Chachma Uvina, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. He will have knowledge and be able to infer information. Ruach Eitza Ugvura, the Spirit of counsel and might. He will understand the human condition. Ruach Das V'yiras Hashem, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of Hashem. He will have a constant knowledge and fear of Hashem that does not fluctuate and is not influenced. The Mashiach's complete connection to Hashem and his fear of Hashem will change him. The Malbim explains that one of Mashiach's roles in society will be to restore justice. To some degree, true justice depends on the skill of the judge. Judges decide based on what their eyes see and their ears hear, and often they can be fooled by actors, emotions, and externals. Mashiach will be on such a high spiritual caliber that he will not need to use his senses to see the truth. Pasuk 3. V'haricho b'yiras Hashem, he will smell with his fear of Hashem. He will be able to sniff out, so to speak, if a person is good or bad. V'lo l'marei einav yishpot, v'lo l'mishma aznav yauchiach. He will not judge based on what his eyes see, nor decide based on what his ears hear. Witnesses won't be able to fool him based on their appearance or with crafty lies. He won't fall prey to rumors, as he will instinctively know the truth. In previous prakim, we learned how judges corrupted judgment to their benefit and took advantage of the poor, which caused Hashem to depart from the Jewish people. Now, v'shafat b'tzedek dalim, he will judge the poor with righteousness, v'ochiach b'mishor la'anve aretz, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. Mashiach will judge based on the facts of the case alone. There is an element of the miraculous in his judgments and his rule. Other judges must rely on a strong enforcement system to back up their decisions. Mashiach will not need this backup. Rather, v'yikah eretz b'shevet piv, uv'ruach sifasav yamisrasha, and he shall hit the land with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. He will be able to say what decision should be enforced, and it will happen just by his saying so. Justice and faith are not just acts that Mashiach promotes. They are essential to who he is. The Pasuk describes his justice as, Pasuk 5, Azor Masnav, a girdle to his loins. An Azor, a girdle, is a support garment that is stuck to a person as if it is part of his body. This is how deep the connection of Mashiach to justice and faith are. The commitment of Mashiach to justice is visible and evident to all. It is comparable to a visible girdle. In contrast, the faith of Mashiach, his emunah, is compared to Azor Chalatzav, to a girdle that is not visible to all and is private and worn under his clothing. Rav Schwab explains that a person's commitment to justice should be visible to others. However, a person's emunah, their depth of attachment to Hashem, is something that is private and remains hidden when it is sincere. We will never know how deep the faith of Mashiach runs, just like we can never truly show others our own faith. The world will be a different place because it has a leader like Mashiach. The Psukim describe a world where predatory animals no longer attack their prey. The Mefarshim discuss what life will be like in the times of Mashiach. There are three primary opinions. The Rambam, Maimonides, says that the nature of the world will not change. Everything described in these next few Psukim are an allegory for how the Jewish people will now be treated by the other nations of the world. Where the Jews were once the prey and the other nations were the predators, in the times of Mashiach, everyone will live peacefully together. The Ramban, Nachmanides, partially disagrees. He agrees that the nature of the world will not change. However, he explains that there are different phases to the natural world. Before the sin of Adam, there were only two animals of each species. The predatory animals could not have eaten their prey, otherwise those animals would be extinct. In the times of Mashiach, nature will revert to the animals coexisting and not killing each other. A third opinion is that these rules of nature will be suspended in Eretz Yisrael, but animals will act regularly in the rest of the world. According to the simple reading of the Pasuk, animals who had been at the opposite ends of the food chain will coexist. Pasuk 6, V'gar ze'ev im keves, v'nomer im gedi yirbatz. And the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The animals will be so gentle that v'nar katan nohegbam, a little child shall lead them all. Baby animals will not have instinctual fears anymore. Pasuk 7, Ufara v'dov tirena, and the cow and the bear will graze. Yachdov yirbitzu yaldehen, together their young ones will lie down. Lions will eat straw if they cannot find carcasses to eat. Even snakes will change their nature. Snakes have an innate hatred of man because of the curse of Hashem after the sin of Adam. This hatred will be removed for all of Eretz Israel and for all Jews all over the world. In the most extreme example, a young child will be playing outside a snake's den, Pasuk 8, Gamul Yado Hada, and he will put his hand in it, and the serpent will still not attack, even though it has been provoked. The Malbim says that all these changes will occur because the world will live with a complete awareness of Hashem, Pasuk 9, Ki Mala Haaretz Deya Es Hashem. The whole world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. Even animals will not injure others for pleasure, as it will contradict their awareness of what Hashem wants in the world. Most certainly, people will not harm each other. The knowledge of Hashem will spread throughout humanity. It will be like Kamayim Liyam Mechasim, as the waters cover the sea. When one looks at the top of the sea, it seems like it is flat. Yet we know underwater there are mountains and valleys, just like there are mountains and valleys above ground. When we look at people's faith in Hashem, it is impossible to see people's true levels. However, there are differences. The depth of awareness of Hashem will depend on the person's level. Some people are like the deepest ocean floors, and they will have more awareness of Hashem in the times of Mashiach. Some only have a surface understanding of Hashem. In the times of Mashiach, there will be a minimum where everyone will have some understanding of Hashem. Pasuk 10, V'haya bayom ahu, and it shall be on that day. When Mashiach comes, he will not only lead the Jewish people, but the entire world. Elav goyim yidroshu, to him nations will seek. the whole world will recognize Hashem and acknowledge that Mashiach is the leader, different than all other leaders. The nations of the world will initially try to fight against him in the war of Gog and Magog. They will then realize that he is the true savior and will bring an everlasting peace to the world. V'haysa menuchaso kavod. Where he rests will be honored. For the second time in humanity, there will be a salvation of all the Jewish people. The first time this happened was during the Exodus from Egypt. This will be the second time. Hashem will allow Mashiach to redeem his people from all over the world, from Ashur and from Mitzrayim and from Pasros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamas and from all the islands of the sea. There will be no Jew left in exile, not even those who are part of the 10 tribes. It will be as if Hashem will arouse the nations of the land to want to send out their Jews. It will be as if Hashem has raised the banner telling the nations to send out the Jews and they will be scared to keep them there. Pasuk 12. V'nasa nes l'gayim v'asaf nidchei Yisrael. Hashem will hold up a signal for the nations, and he will gather all the dispersed of Yisrael. All the people of Yisrael and all the people of Yehuda who are spread all over the four corners of the earth will be brought back to the lands of Israel. U'nefusos Yehudi yakabetz me'arba kanfos aretz. And he will gather together the scattered of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. When Yehuda and Yisrael return to the lands of Israel, they will live in peace with each other. In the past, there has been conflict between these two Shvatim from the beginning of the Jewish people. Yehuda and Ephraim were always fighting each other over who would rule. In Parshas Vayigash, we see the beginning of this conflict when Yehuda approached Yosef, demanding the return of his brother Binyamin. Over history, sometimes Ephraim would instigate against Yehuda, and other times it would be the other way around. In the times of Mashiach, Pasuk 13, Ephraim lo yakane es Yehuda, v'Yehuda lo yatzor es Ephraim. Ephraim will not be jealous of Yehuda, and Yehuda will not bother Ephraim. In addition, there will be both a Mashiach ben Yosef and a Mashiach ben David. Rashi explains that these two leaders will work together to bring about the ultimate salvation and will not get jealous of each other. The Jews will conquer the lands that have never been conquered before. In the times of Mashiach, Pasuk 14, V'afu v'chasef, Plishtim Yama, and they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines on the west. Flying means that they will move quickly into the lands of the Plishtim and conquer those lands historically held by the Plishtim. They will also conquer the lands of the east and the lands where Edom, Moab, and Ammon lived. Finally, Hashem will make it easy for the exiles to come home. He will change the ecology of the area so the exiles can easily travel to Israel. Hashem will dry up, Pasuk 15, as the Shon Yam Mitzrayim, the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and he will also divide the Euphrates into seven streams so that men, v'hidrich b'ne'alim, can walk the area just in their shoes. The path to return to Israel will be smooth, just as it was, Pasuk 16, b'yom aloso me'eretz Mitzrayim, on the day that he came up out of the lands of Egypt. In this parak, we learn of the idyllic world of the Mashiach, where there is justice and peace. Animals will not fight, and people will understand Hashem. When Mashiach comes, Hashem will expand our borders and allow our exiles to easily return to the land of Israel. One lesson in the Perek is that justice and peace are a key feature of the times of Mashiach. People will not fight as they will be aware of Hashem and what he wants in this world. We do not need to wait for Mashiach to live with this awareness. We can live our lives with faith and justice now, trying to follow that which Hashem wants. This will bring peace into our lives as well. Yeshayahu teaches us that in the times of Mashiach, all people will recognize Hashem, but some will have a deeper understanding of Hashem. The time to develop that understanding is now. Our efforts and understanding will not be perfect, but they can help bring Mashiach before its appointed time, so that we can enjoy everlasting peace as soon as possible. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.